RepublicBroadcasting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is September 3rd, 2017, and this is the second live hour of a three-hour program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. We're going to have one caller we're going to put in ahead of the list here for just a second. Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Dr. Parker.
Hello,
lawyers
Jeff.
Of the fifth column. Hey, can you hear me, Dr. Parker?
Yeah, it's a little faint, but I can get you. Go ahead.
Okay.
The producer is doing a good job today.
Yeah, this is just a paper chip phone. The lawyers of the fifth column enemy since 1812, giving the appearance of justice only. From last year, the the V cross B energy is the Putin process between column 2 and 3. Up all night, all the vortex work in 2015 by Jeff Hayes of the Rocketdyne peaked weeks ago with the vortex math. Harvey stationed at Matagorda Island before closure in 1975. Study page 45 of Ken's work for harp-induced vortex along with clock doubling. Clock doubling not sent along with page 2, 3, and 4. Row 21, column 3 as 1 of 3 for the 16-bit pulse width modulator work. Need some due diligence from the August 22nd, 2017 email with plan. My team is dying around me like the 133 natural paths eliminated by the narcocracy Afghan Big Pharma pipeline. 9 and 2 yesterday, 9 and 3 today. Your ninth month with the 11th anniversary. Looks like time for 9/11 activities. We need to start constructing the Civil War gallows, the Army Field Manual specification. The process we're in is the Star Trek, The Conscience of the King. Publish the 20,000 names of the depopulation lobby with Kevin and have them defend their eugenics programs leading us to the Space Seed, Wrath of Khan, Part 1. Eliminate 5G daggers of the mind. You have 2 months to finish off Al Gorn in the arena match. Look at how poorly the movie produced. We have mirror, mirror, the UN versus our common law. City on the edge of ever. Stone knives and bearskins work is done. Don't worry about a Korean banking system from balance of terror. Remember, weapon has limited range. Worry about NASA and Yellowstone with devil in the dark. Menagerie and the Enterprise need to occur in the next 2 months to bring the Red November home and 100 years of isms to end. That's kind of where we're at. You know, I got to...
you know, the monuments, in the country are really a big issue for another, particular reason. You know what they want? They want to mine some of the monument land, take it out of use of the public, and, put it over into mining. And this is, they want to mine gold. Right now, most of the gold miner, sellers, since they misinterpret, they listen to the program, apparently, and these big mine brokers, they listen to it, and then when the government's ready to take over another Indian reservation monument, which they want to take over four of them this week, and the mine brokers load me up with all the mines that are for sale for gold, and... this is where we're all getting misdirected, if you have a whole world that is attempting to have their battlefield to be a formation of energy and water as the new world war, which I have to give it to Hillary Clinton for saying that she wanted to be in charge of that war. That was in 2012, and she even named it. But the Congress, in their version of life, have made it possible for people to say, well, what President Trump's doing is very... very bad. I think the world, they say, is very bad. And if you see the way he thinks and does things, why, he needs to be impeached. It's their right to say that. They're social communists, and they can say that. They're not Americans. That's my other point of why I walked out of the war room. The idea that we, in my opinion, we've lost the flag of really being Americans. We've lost it. I don't think we're losing or going to. We have already lost it. There is no way that you could have a continuation of China and the way they're operating to continue the prospect of the control of the Pacific Ocean with their fleet and with their new weapons, using North Korea as a pawn, and we let them get away with it. And that's really the truth of it. So, I mean, that's just one facet of this morning's activities, which was anticipated some time ago. I understand your message, and it is... I, of course, am going to need all the help I can get to, when I walked out of the war room. Of course, when I say I walked out of the war room, that wasn't physical. I gave up my clearance. I handed it over as I walked out of the war room and this week, and not because I'm disowning being an American. I will no longer be one of the top people to advise in the terms of what I see. These people are in another world of Dr. Strangelove, and it's
right. This is the scenario you get into is right now that you have 70% of the conservatives. 70% of the conservatives, Dr. Parker. 70% of the conservatives are basically for the Trump plan. Basically stopping the war, the 1702, maritime insurance for the person thing. I mean, if that's not brought out, as soon as possible, along with the 9/11 things, then you can write off any activities for success. And so this month is critical to finish anything like that. Now, I can guide some other people to do the things that I've been trying to help you with for the past 5 years, but you know, that requires a plan.
Yeah, the plan's already been in effect for about 4 years, and we're just going to the first step is today's program, actually in another direction, because working within the deep state the way it is now, it's set up in such a way that if you have a senator, for instance, who is interested in impeaching Trump, like that, you know, Senator Feinstein is a good example, then who is the very person who set up the water transactions and the purchase and the loss of right of water in the Central Valley of California. I mean, and sell it to her friends in Beverly Hills, California, you know. It just goes by, you know, it just slides by. The decontamination process of the state of the art of water technology, which I'm concentrating on. All of that just slides by. No, we have to fix the pipeline first. You see, so in other words, it's a different version of values. People say, "Well, they don't have our values." Well, the values that the cabinet and the other people have are actually foreign to the president. Because he's the one that's calling it to say, well, most of us run by lobbyists, you know, which is true. So we have to, in my opinion, if we want to play this card, it is the water. And I've known it from the first time I've been on air, which I appreciate being here to talk about it. But the audience psychology needs to be altered in a way to understand. Your personal threats are there. The idea of taxing the water, taxing the food, which are bills that are on the board in a lot of legislatures.
Right, taxing the communists for the 100 years of isms are to rent away all the private property on the planet, and you know, so you know, there's another mechanism to kind of dump that system, and you know, that's what I would kind of look at. Last thing, Dr.
Yeah,
Parker.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, I know. You're right. No,
right.
Absolutely.
Last thing, row 64, column 4 is the thing about the materials found in the storage last week. Uh-huh. Calculation.
By the way, you and I have to leave each other because we're in your break coming up. But the thing is that the only word that I have for you. In the past, you know, what's coming up is the word brilliant. I am honored that you're a listener of my program and you're my friend. And I want to continue.
Well, you're the only one on the air that could have done something like this. And so I appreciate the comments. But it's
no, I mean
been
it.
20 years of tactical strategy.
Yeah, and we're this is just the beginning. One of the greatest liberation things I ever had was to give up and walk out of the war room. The war room, by the way, is expanded to three other screens, which I can't tell you what they are. But there are three other screens of places that you would not want to think about that would be part of the American dream.
Just remember, you can't see V crossed B. It's between column 2 and 3.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
It's in the state of the art.
Yeah,
right.
I got you.
Okay. Thanks, I appreciate your time. Good luck today.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, for calling.
Yep.
One of the people I'm going to put in the prayer wheel, of course, is Jeff, I just made that decision. I put him at ease in life in the prayer wheel. The other one I'm going to put away is one of our callers, and we can't call in right now. And my producer has given me her name. She's called us many times. She's a very spiritual person. And I'll put Rose into the prayer wheel if she's still listening, because she can't call due to incapacitations. And I'll put her into the prayer wheel as so it be. There was a film that was made, that was shown at the Venice International Film Festival on it was on August 31st. This is, you know, September 3rd, but it was August 31st. And it was a movie called The Shape of Water. And the premise of the film was based upon a mute janitor, the female, and her colleague in a government laboratory, and eventually discover an amphibious creature in a water tank. And the janitor, out of loneliness, befriends the creature that she finds in the water tank. Now, this is based upon the film that was directed by Guillermo del Toro, a very, very good director. This is a romantic horror film, The Shape of Water, but and it's just superior into the concepts of this. But I want to make an understanding that this film may end up going to get to the height of the cons eventually. This it's going to be screened at the 2017 Toronto International Film Festival, and it'll be released in the United States on December 8th, 2017. And it's based upon what was in the X-Files. If you remember, the X-Files that were on for some time, that the truth is out there was the title of its promo. One of the best intro science fiction of the present genre that we've had concerning the water. And the opening scene in the X-Files was taken from yours truly. And it was written by the playwright in terms of thing. First scene in the X-Files around in the 60s was this, of course, this really happened. And a creature found in the water tank. But the first scene of the X-Files is that the guy's at the bar. It's the 60s, you know, and he's waiting at the bar at the airport. And the bartender says, what kind of drink you want? And he said he wants the whiskey sour, but he doesn't want the ice cube because there may be chloramine in the water. That's the first 10 sentences of The X-Files, the most famous film documentary series on television that has ever been done. There have been three or four in our lifetime. On TV documentary shows that have been seen by the public. But that's the first 10 sentences. Yours truly. The formation of the discovery of a classified activity was this concept that was done, and turned to find that in the shape of water in terms of the creature in the that was a water creature from outer space. And of course I've stepped on it a little bit today, but I walked out of the war room. I'm no longer confined to tell you more. My listeners are going to be hearing it. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So that before we begin the actual Parker Pathways program, because I've been concentrating on Harvey and Texas, and my hat's off to the Texans. And you know, the people down there—it was obvious that some towns were built, you know, over areas of. They were actually flood zones, really. You know, cement it over and the water's going to go somewhere else. So the innovations that are designed in such a way, they'll come out in patent, but I'm sure they'll come out from the patent office, from the category of made special, which is a very high honor to have that in. You can help Uncle Sam that way, you know, directly. And the idea to operate underwater, because a lot of times the generators go out on the disposal plants, which are not taking out all of the chemicals. And of course, there are other three innovations or four innovations actually to take out some of these chemicals. Of course, the objection that will be made in inter partes court action in the Patent Trademark and Advisory Board will be the idea that it takes away jobs from people and things, but that's only because they have in the regulations you only pay labor people that are in the unions. That's the same thing for the death panel. That being said, one of the 17 reasons of walking out of the war room has to do with there are autonomous weapon systems and that are on the borders of robotic weapons that are already in existence. And of course, you have robotic surgery, which I had a lot to do with in terms of contribution. And there's also maritime atomic weapon systems that can be used in the sea and that can operate above and below the ocean. Autonomous meaning, of course, you don't have the contact without you have these targets of which you can engage without human intervention. And for instance, you can take a whole nation out with just Trident submarines that had autonomous weapon systems. That is in the public domain if you work hard enough to understand it, but you won't like what you read. And here is my problem. That is my problem, that I don't think the public understands what kind of world we live in. I already said that in the first hour. If you have a system by which you can change history without human intervention, when you're threatened, which is exactly the way we are this morning, we have the President of the United States dedicating a day of prayer to help people from Harvard. Okay? That's a humanistic thing to do. I don't give a damn everything's come down to discussion of race. Oh, if you don't believe this thing is a form of race. And I feel that the people that put forth onto this don't understand how the mind works, the brain works, the conceptual ideas of things work. They don't realize that these other rogue nations have been for a long time using the formation of the psychology, like the person, the author of President Obama's book, you know, about his father, or Reverend Wright, who was in the churches. Obama spent, what was it? I think it was 10, 12 years in that church. And then when things got good in his favor, you know, he's making money there at the presidency. And the thing is, which goes into a trust. But the thing comes down to that, you know, all the presidents do that. But the thing is that what you got there, you see, is the disconnect in the formation of the idea of weapon systems even being used. What about the development if you have cancer and you want to develop the germline of your cells altered by the processing of CRISPR? Now, CRISPR, of course, is a genetic formation of where you take the CRISPR, standing for clustered, regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats. That's what CRISPR stands for. That is a weapon. That system was designed as a way to alter the chromosome and gene system for the advancement of clinical studies into the determination of the transhuman, but now it's changed into the formation and modification of a human germline, which is used as a weapon. Now, and the formation of helping cancer patients, of course, is paramount. But you see, you would want that if you knew you could have it. The only problem is, or let's say what they're starting in the Senate, first thing out of the social commoner's mouth on the senators and the House of Representatives, and that costs too much, and the black people won't be able to actually say it, yet they'll accuse somebody else of saying that and say it's about race. It's $450,000 to $500,000 for the process. Of course, if you knew the process, you'd understand why it costs that. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that this innovation is a formation of an autonomous weapon system. It can have incredible advances in terms of in our war that we're in. We are in what is called a lethal autonomous weapon war system. That's what we're into. Now, the convention on certain conventional weapons will be held pretty soon, and even though I walked out of the war room, I'm being asked to present a poster presentation. And part of that will be part of what we're talking about right now. But what I'm going to inject into this is that the consciousness level of people have not been risen to the point of being able to understand the system of why we are alive. Why do you have to have a different end-of-life protocol in terms of the fact that you don't know who's going to implement it? You think about that. In other words, I keep bringing it up on my programs. In other words, I bring up the Schiavo system. Janet Reno was the Attorney General at the time. Governor Bush was in Florida. He was the governor at the time. And the whole process of this was in the Waco days. In Waco, they used autonomous lethal weapons. They were forming in terms of being able to develop a new laser plasma, which was part of other things that I was working with the water. So you had a whole basis of things that were part of bills that are now being presented in the legislatures. One in California Bill SB 623, is written directly at me. You know, there's these fancy shows that are going on in the world, you know, where they want to tax water. That's what said, that's SB 623. And that's in California. The Gorbachevs of the world and the United Nations are running an end run. And their end run is the fact that that is not part of the ownership of your metric. That's reality. Do you know when? You know how long it took California to put together and say it's a right for you to have water paid for by somebody else? I started out on the air and the concept that came from 2003, when I was coming into the idea of chloramine being put into the drinking water. And when I opened up my first hour today, I've told you the story before, and it's all true. I even had it into the facets of what's chloramine causes health damage on the homepage. The viruses were there. The transfer of HIV, the rhinovirus 67 on obesity, the brain virus, the termination of stem cells into the process. That's the other part of the innovation system that I've been working on. All of that is water-based. What the elites are saying to the populations is the fact that is not your right. Now, I'm not saying it is your right. But I'm saying that the control of the facet, if you go to war, and you cannot have the basis of having an autonomous system of what is called, in terms of weapons, an autonomous weapon of which, for instance, like the bomb that can be dropped, and nothing's destroyed but the human. What about that? What about the conversion of a civilization by mind control, which is going on, which can be done by generators and electromagnetic fields, which is reality? I was talking about that way before 1990 and didn't even realize it. I didn't get on air on RBN until 11 years ago. But the whole point comes down to the fact that we let things slip by. We let it roll because of things. We get a little extra money. Remember I kept talking about that all these years? Well, now I'm going to put it really on the table. You know, the union guy that gets the extra money. In the old days, I used to see it. I didn't realize it, you know. The wife got a fur coat. You got a new Cadillac. Or you bought a mansion. Or you got to hobnob with movie stars, or you got to contact the free tickets to go to the World Series, or, you know, everything. Now, of course, it's upped. Now you get cryogenics, saving stem cells, saving fetal matter in terms of fetuses for future life to live longer. At the same time, you have the government doesn't want you to eat meat because there's too much methane. Methane's everywhere. No, it's a question of the concept of how the carbon dioxide is manufactured and how that's controlled. So the players, in terms of the technology revolution in medical diagnostics and investment, everything we talk about on Parker Pathways is money-driven. Money, how much you're worth in the death panel, if you receive, you know, medical care in the matrix of data, if your medical record's in the cloud so that you can determine a new diagnosis under the ICD-10 code, if the company wishes to formation research, way beyond what present engineering is about. Light years away, what's being done now is already being done. So the companies have it, laboratories, all the big ones, you know, Hoffman LaRoche, Thermo Fisher, Scientific, Agilent Technologies, Bio-Rad Laboratories, those are the big ones. Those are the big players. Abbott's running for $49 a share, United States money. A market cap is $85 billion in the operation. Thermo Fisher Scientific, for instance, in terms of that it runs for $176 a share in American dollars. The market cap is $68 billion. They're the ones that develop what are called these autonomous medical weapons. Their linkage runs into the what are called the HeLa kits, in other words, the viruses that you're going to test. Very sophisticated in terms of how they develop formations of genetic kits. Agilent Technologies. That's running at $60 a share, a market cap of $19 billion. These are the things that are referred to on Parker Pathways in terms of all water-based. Take Bio-Rad. Bio-Rad Labs is running at $223 a share. Think about that. That's $6 billion on a market cap. You have in terms of the fact that they developed a software that integrates all that statistical analysis of the cloud and determination of the tests that we talk about that are water-based. And what about the concept of CRISPR, which I just mentioned a few minutes ago? Now, you have the formation of Bio-Rad, who is involved in the development of CRISPR. And in fact, because I don't know, because I'm part of that patent, where you can take a wanted gene, and then you take a template gene, and you, by the process, you clip out a certain gene that's causing a problem in the body, put it through the first cycle of the process of CRISPR, and you get two copies of that gene. Take a second cycle of the two copies, and now you get four copies. Take the third cycle, you get eight copies. The fourth cycle, you get 32 copies. Go to the 35th cycle, you get billions of copies of that wanted gene. You know how many people can be helped by the formation of the wanted gene into the determination of things? I talked about the Internet of Things, which was a process by which we will have chip cities that are completely automated in terms of the CRISPR system of genes and plant development. Now, the formation of the fact of who is the process of being able to survive in a war, which we are in a war with automated lethal weapons. The autonomous part of it is the fact that someone still has to give the directive to be able to have, let us say, a template of a gene that will harm people. Reason I walked out of the war room. I don't like the direction by which that directive will be given. Now, you might think that this is some kind of academic exercise. I don't know. But you have a pacemaker, for instance. The FDA is worried that the pacemaker can be hacked. Well, that technology has existed for nearly, how long? 8 years? And Medtronic is trying everything they can to defense against that. So that brings me to the whole process of, you hear a lot about epigenetics. Well, the development of epigenetics in the formation that has been shown by research that first started out as nematodes that could transmit information about their environments, you know, such as temperature, the availability of food, and do that across generations. And, of course, you've heard me talk about C. elegans, which is a nematode. That's a Caelin Hordanaeptis elegans. These embryos, of course, they can reach adulthood in a few days, and they have similar genetic codes to humans. And they can have epigenetic inheritance. In other words, they can transmit information as humans can, it's been shown, in the absence of a genetic change. So in other words, this is what's come from this research. It's been going on for years. But the fact now that in people, for instance, the effects of famine or pollution of water can go into the offspring without a genetic change. In other words, if you have babies that were born, it's been shown from the DNA studies from the Dutch famine of World War II, were born, you know, smaller than those born the year before. And this persisted in their children and grandchildren. And in Sweden, there was abundance of food experienced by a boy was linked to diabetes in his grandchildren. You have, throughout the world in medicine today, you have a lot of information in terms about the transmittal of what the temperature was, the standard temperature of the environment of a human, and transferred to the third generation without a genetic mutation. Now, I ask you, I'm asking you openly, in the determination of the fact, how can you justify the formation of a financial scheme for climate change with the idea, of course, climate change, because it's weather, it's a formation of 180,000 years is one cycle, 110,000 years is another cycle, and of temperature and variations has all been, you know, determined. What about the determination of which I opened the show with? I was giving you the Calder and Vibrant resonator quantum physics of how the determination of the water rivers that are above the earth, determination of the holding of the water pattern under pressure, determined by the molecular size of the water based upon the template of the what is called the reverse quantum mathematics of that, which held, you know, the hurricane in one place, in this case, over Texas. But where, if water has a memory, which it does, and the process of development of this, then why not you have an ability to map it? If you can map the connection of a method of mapping and barcoding the synapse of the brain, where you connect all the neurons of the brain and the formation where you can barcode it. And then you can deactivate, because you can deactivate the, what is called the postsynaptic and the presynaptic neuron of the brain. You could barcode the ribosomic acid, in other words, the RNAs, and the linkers, and these postsynaptic proteins at the synapse. So that's the reason you get thought, because you have neurons and the synapse communicating with each other. Who says that you can't barcode that? And that's exactly where it has been shown you can. So in other words, you can take the barcode and join the delivery, because the delivery of the signal, what is the signal? The signal is really a virus that you need to live. And if you have the process of the determination of that synapse in that brain to be able to develop the concept of the thought process where you don't get as many false positives, then you have what is called the barcoding connectome. This has all been done and is moving into what is called multiplex analysis of projections or sequencing. Now, I've reviewed this from the beginning. We started 11 years ago on RBN. This was water-based, and in terms of, well, this was before I interviewed Dr. Emoto on my third interview on RBN, who has, you know, did the work on memory and love and gratitude thoughts, you know, in the brain to be able to affect the water molecule's configuration. So the basis of this is that you have persistence of epigenetic memory. You can barcode the synapse of the brain. In other words, you can transfer the information of your environment without a mutation. Now, I ask you, if you have the formation of to be able to develop this, why can't you change it with an autonomous weapon? Now, in the formation of let's say, that American Waterworks, as they said, well, we're investing $5.7 million for better distribution of water. And it's going into the Illinois American Water. We'll invest money by the end of the year. $5.5 million to give better service to Peoria, Illinois. And, of course, to replace 21,000 feet of old pipelines. And but these pipelines will have meters. So, in other words, the lower the water pressure in the water, miscible, you can be reducing the possibility of the water main breaking down. But, of course, they'll have meters. Now, does the water become taxed through the pipeline? Or does it become taxed through the function of your barcoded neurons of your brain? You think about that. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. And welcome to Parker Pathways.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and I want to make sure I get Dave from Nevada. Thanks for calling, Dave.
Dr. Parker.
Hi, yes, Dr. Dave.
Parker. I'm trying to formulate some ideas in my mind about the hurricane, the aftermath of the hurricane in Texas with regards to water, so just kind of bear with me. They had that massive, I guess, chemical spill, and it's getting into the water there, and the situation with the bottled water being costing like $99 a case. And then you were just talking about water being metered in the future for taxation purposes. But I'm just curious as to how expensive or how valuable is water going to be in the future? Because it seems like this is coming to a situation where they're pushing this scenario to the point where it's going to be a very expensive thing for the average person to be able to afford water in the future.
Yes, the by the way, thank you for bringing up the show points, the Parker Pathway show points. You're absolutely right in terms of things. The water on the stock market, because I put together the water index, which is going on the commodity exchange, it'll be more valuable. If you want, everyone compares everything to gold. Gold essentially is a good metal to have. Everybody goes apoplectic if they find out that gold is only as good as the other person sees it.
Right.
And the other point is that water is essentially for life, for real. And water will, it's estimated with the studies that are being done at the economic boards of Carnegie. You take the Carnegie studies and, of course, the Rand Corporation studies, which they did, by the way, almost 15 years ago, which are now coming to pass. I've only put the formula together for the water index on the value of water on the stock market today. Water will be 4 times as valuable on the market on a price-earning ratio of any IPO that's filed. It's estimated to be 4 times the value of plutonium. We're ending at the end of the show. But that's a good question, and that's the real value. They're going to go against plutonium. I'm glad you called, Dave. This is a very important question. And we'll talk more about it on Parker Pathways. Definitely. We've got the beginning of the third line of hour, Parker Pathways. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And welcome to the third live hour of Parker Pathways on RBN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.